No, you can check, go to four, and then you can
check,
have four
check,
states, or
check.
eight states, or 16 states.
Why's the popcorn all gone?
We ate it all.
Nah.
There's plenty more.
Plenty more?
Yeah, we just bought. We buy them in fours, because, like, four boxes, which is 12 popcorns.
Okay, I can't handle this download speed.
I like my fingers in preparation for the next bank.
Alright. Your fingers in preparation? You're licking them tight?
Yeah, I'm just kidding, man.
Hey, whenever you have a bag of popcorn or a bowl of cereal, your first taste is going tongue first into it, right? Like, personally at home. Like a personal enjoyment. Just cut, and then it'll stick to your tongue.
No.
That well.
You don't do that?
Are you too lazy to reach
without
your hand
milk
in, so
in it?
If you have your own bowl of popcorn, you just put your tongue on it, and they all stick to your tongue.
I understand. I've done that before. It's not the usual.
It should be.
I think you can only do that with popcorn.
No, you can do it with Cheerios.
I didn't even milk my
You can do it with granola. You can do it with...
wet your fucking tongue.
Reese's. You can do it.
No. Let's get a bowl of cereal down here right now. Bowl popcorn.
What kind of cereal do you got, TJ?
Right now? I have no idea for Cheerios, I'm sure.
Cheerios is definitely possible. Definitely. You can definitely do it with Cheerios. Bowl. And I'm not saying grab it. You just put your tongue on it, it sticks.
Just the taste or just for the fact that it sticks?
No, to eat, to pull.
To show you that that's the way you should be eating cereal if you're eating it by yourself.
Like a chameleon?
Yeah, if it's like, not like a bowl of morning breakfast cereal. It's just like if you're eating it while you're watching a movie or something. Plop your tongue on
your
it.
You chameleon your food.
Yeah.
What about
honey nose? Almost exclusively. Let's try it.
You don't use your fingers.
Why
when
would
you
eat
bring
food? That up?
That's my normal cereal.
What about honey bunches of oats?
That's my
I don't know.
My favorite cereal. It's like, well, I don't have it. It's just it's challenging.
That's like something that you should do.
Get cereal.
You're or talking just throughout the whole movie. Say, okay, you go to the Avengers. You buy a large popcorn. You
I
don't
said
touch
personal
the popcorn.
Use, not like a whole bag at the movies. I said, and I also said the first bite. Like while you're walking, you got like your
first
stuff.
First bite.
Just plat. And you, just to get it going.
Okay. I thought you were talking about full.
No, not until the bowl's empty.
Yeah, if I was hands full and I was like, I need some popcorn right now.
Yeah,
I'll
you just
chameleon that thing, yeah.
Chameleon it.
But
so the answer is yes then.
Let's say.
Yeah, fair.
Let's enough. Say we're eating the full bag of popcorn. Throughout the whole movie, just chameleon style. Are you burying your face
at the bottom of the bucket?
Into the bag?
Into the bag? Or are you ripping pieces of the bag as you go down?
I was thinking like a roll. Like you roll
You're
the
rolling
bag.
It down? You're using your hands.
It's buttery.
You gotta bite and rip.
I never said there was a rule where you can't use your hands. I was just saying like, hey, you guys do this too, right? You chameleon your popcorn. If it's your first bite, if you're not sharing, like...
Even if you're sharing.
You know what? The whole thing, like I said...
It's probably better if you're
The only
sharing.
Reason I brought up, like, oh, for personal use only, was because I've probably offered you guys popcorn a number of times, and I don't want you
My
to think that,
already
I, that I've already, like, licked the top of the bowl, like, before I offered it to you.
I wasn't worried about it.
You guys want popcorn? Licked it all.
It's like, just want some popcorn?
Want some popcorn? Take a bite, Joe.
That's pretty funny. I mean, you'd always kind of have to use your hands, like, to get the... Like, even if... You can't
I mean, you have
bury
to control
your face
it.
Into the bag.
You need to use your hands to control the
That'd be
bag
a funny
popcorn.
Way to eat it. You know what you could do? Is slice the sides of the bags until it opened up into, like, a... So, like a mound of corn on your lap. Then you could pop.
You just pour it.
Just pour it where? In your shirt?
You bring a hoodie. You wear your hoodie backwards. Fill the front with popcorn. So you're like a fucking trough.
That's not a bad idea.
I might do that. Fuck. Wow.
A backwards hoodie full of popcorn.
Yeah. Fill the hood with popcorn and just... You have to take your eyes away. You don't have to wipe your fingers or anything.
That's good. This is the All Range World Podcast. This is episode 108, and my name's Joe.
I'm TJ.
I'm Chad. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Always vote.
Oh, it's on the outside.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing.
If you didn't stop it, I wouldn't have known where to grab that bike from.
When was the last time you mixed an episode?
Oh.
I'm mixing this one.
Are you going to mix this one?
I'll be glad to mix this one.
All right. It's on you then.
All right.
Use the battle tune from Witcher 3 that I hate.
Yeah? All right.
Use whatever songs you got to use.
I'll work it in.
I'm into it.
I hate that fucking song.
Anyways, I was pissed they didn't have them.
What do you guys want to talk about?
That's upsetting.
It's a nice glass. It's just really thick.
You know, specifically to Florida to grab two more glasses.
No, we were going to Florida. It was just like, we literally said, next time we go back, I should have bought two or three of these. I said, next time we go back, I'll get at least two. And then we went to that restaurant and...
They're like fucking Zuma mugs.
Hey, I have something to talk about.
Zuma mug.
Hey, oh, the YouTube downloading right now reminds me of the video that I shared earlier this week of making your own metal forge. In your backyard?
Are we
doing that?
I don't know
your... Because you said like, oh wow, or something. I didn't know if it was sarcastic or not.
Fucking nuts. No. It was really cool.
Yeah.
It reignited my interest in that.
In being a blacksmith.
And I've got
smithing.
It did, yeah. In smithing. Because it's easy, right? I need like low investment. The hardest part, to get an anvil, you still need to invest a good amount of money.
Yeah, but you don't need an anvil for this.
You don't need it to heat something, but to forge something, you need to...
Yeah, but we're making aluminum molds.
Okay, fine. Did you do the one with the gun? Is that the one?
The aluminum mold. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Or sorry, the styrofoam mold.
Yeah, yeah, which is with aluminum.
So, on YouTube, this guy... You didn't watch those videos?
No, I didn't see it at all.
Guy teaches you how to build a forge in your backyard, and all you do is burn pop cans and beer cans, and, like, make liquid aluminum... And then anything that you can build out of styrofoam, you bury it in sand, and then like make a little funnel in the sand, and then you pour the aluminum into the sand. The aluminum essentially destroys the styrofoam and replaces it with aluminum.
Yeah, to the so point fast where, that the sand doesn't even displace it. It's the metal that displaces the styrofoam.
So after
perfectly.
A couple minutes, you pull it out, and whatever you had out of styrofoam is now made out of solid aluminum.
Wow.
It comes out like shiny, like looking real good.
Yeah, and the guy's like, oh, you can polish it up with a regular file. And he just had a perfect pistol in his hand, like a perfect replica pistol.
It's like a small fire at the top of a sand in a bucket. And then it just, after the fire goes out, it's an aluminum mold.
Okay, hold on. So you create, you carve, like, Han Solo's blaster.
Han Solo's blaster, just yes.
Scissors.
That's what we're all thinking.
You can cut it, yeah.
Out of
styrofoam. Yeah.
You bury it in the sand with a hole.
So
what you do is you like if you got the back of the blaster maybe is just styrofoam that kind of is just one piece like a cylinder.
And that's where you insert
out.
The.
So like yeah, so essentially yeah, you once you bury it, there's like a little pry sticking out.
Okay, so it can.
And then you cut the pry off.
Right.
Like any mold. Wow. And then you pour your aluminum, your beer cans.
Piping hot aluminum.
And it looked good.
It looked fantastic.
It did.
I'll show you the video later. I can't believe you didn't watch it.
I didn't fucking see it.
And the guy makes it in like a tin bucket, like this, like 8 inches around. And all he does is fill it with some.
That doubles
of like...
as a nice flower pot for his backyard, but he's not using it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He put it in the stand and he put a fucking flower in it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good. Cool. It was almost perfect. And I showed it to you immediately.
And it was just beer cans?
Aluminum.
He took like a tin can, was it? And then put a beer can in it and he just heated it. He had like a fast camera that sped it up, but it heated it. No, he said seconds. He said it took seconds.
Well, he put that fucking can. It was just like once the forge is hot.
Yeah,
like once you got that thing cooking. Once you got that thing cooking,
nuts.
You just put a beer can and it just goes
that's
and like melts. And that gives fucking validity to what Dan was saying when he threw a beer can in your fire. And you're like, those don't melt.
Gimli ate those things out of the fire and cut his lips.
That sucks.
Yeah, so don't do that again.
Well, I didn't do that. Dan's the one who threw it in.
You both threw one in.
Well, maybe if you.
Dan threw it in first, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing, man? And then when we ended the night, you were like, shit, and you threw one in, and I was like...
Gimli ate the cans?
That one'll burn.
Well, I don't feel good about that.
He pulled the can out of the pit the next day, was chewing it, and he was all fucking bloody, because he's an idiot. But...
Lesson learned.
Well, that went down a dark path.
Anyways, I spent like an hour researching anvils again, and it's really hard to get one cheap. I really want to do something. I want to build a small forge.
Unless you plan on killing somebody with this thing, you don't
need an anvil. Like, even like a...
They have, like, 75... Dude, they have, like, 9-pound ones for, like, making jewelry and shit.
Okay.
Those are, like, literally, like, this big.
But
like,
if you want to make, like, a fucking claymore...
Can I ask you something? Why is an anvil shaped like an anvil? Have you looked into that?
Yeah,
like, is it for other purposes?
Yep.
So what's...
Okay, there's a flat, which is, like, for just flattening shit. The horn, which is, like, the circular part, is you can, like, bend shapes around it. So the metal's hot, you just tap it around, you can make, like, circles.
Shoulder.
So because the horn... Because every little piece of the horn, like, if you hit it near the front of it, it's a different radius than the end of it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you can make, like, a big to a small. And then they have, like, little holes in the thing where you can put, like, a bar in the hole, and you can bend shit around the bar. And the thing that comes out of the hole can have, like, different shapes depending on how you want to bend it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Hardy hole. On the opposite side of the horn, is it, like, a convex? So you can convex feel as well?
I don't know. I don't think so. Some of them have two horns. Some of them, I think, just drop off.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Like, all I can picture is Animaniacs.
Me too.
Gandalf.
Yeah, I know. The traditional one horn, and then I think it drops off on the other side.
The Acme ones.
$600, I think, is the minimum you can spend to get a decent
$600?
Anvil.
What is it made out of?
Steel. Cast steel. They have cast iron, which is really cheap, and, like, dense, apparently, when you hit it.
It dense.
It's only good for jewelry.
How much is one the size of this container here?
It doesn't exist.
Not a container.
That's like a ton, probably. Maybe not. Maybe like a couple hundred pounds.
Even still, like something.
You ever see those blocks of concrete that are just like at the end of a path so cars don't drive into it?
Yeah.
And it's just like.
How'd they get that?
5x4x3 block of concrete. It's like, yeah, how did. What fucking forklift did you drive through this town?
Yeah, how much work it took just to put this thing down?
They probably pour it on site. I imagine they must pour them on site.
Absolutely not.
Forklift.
Those dividers that go in the highways, like those things are poured off site and they fucking just fill like a truck full of like hundreds of them.
Oh.
The bottom has like a little slit so they can stack them.
Do you remember in LaSalle when there was a motorcycle accident and on Normandy and somebody was riding their motorcycle at top speed down Normandy, didn't know that one of those dividers was there?
I remember hearing about it. I was young enough to not know that someone was dead. But
that guy broke the divider.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the Zouquet guy?
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
That is horrifying.
Every night in the Strawberry Fest.
All right, a couple more dark paths that this this conversation has gone down. Dogs eating aluminum cans and...
He was fine. Yeah. His gums always fucking bleed. I bring him to the park. I'm not blaming you for it.
Well, it's the reaction to a cause. Like, I didn't mean for that to happen. If I did throw a can in your fire pit,
he eats fucking everything though. It was just another thing for him to eat. It's like, don't put that there because he's gonna eat it.
Right.
If it's not completely destroyed into molten aluminum,
into aluminum replica weapon.
You know what I was thinking? You're the only one with a dog. Everybody else has cats. And you're the only one manly enough to get a dog.
Scratch that. Kyle got a dog.
True. He has many cats, but he did have a dog.
Yeah. He's gone to the realm of cat.
I hate having animals. They're too tedious. And with two kids, I don't want animals.
And they fucked the
house
up.
But if I did have an animal, I wish I had gotten a dog.
I'm assuming
you got a long life ahead of you, okay? Don't have regret for not buying a dog, because you have a lot of time to buy a dog.
I'm kind of sworn off animals. Like, unless my kids get to the point where they're like, and then I'm sure they will.
Want a dog?
They'll like really maintain themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shelby wants to get a,
I hate the ruining the furniture.
Yeah,
it's a husky and some other smaller dog, and it's like all the traits of a husky, but it's just tiny.
Hmm.
What the fuck is it called? Shit. I can't believe I don't remember this.
Musky.
No. It's a...
Is it a poodle with a husky?
You guys keep talking. I'm going to figure this out.
Everybody who says they have animals and have had kids hates the animals after the kids.
Yeah. That's
really?
Exactly what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
Like, my kids already ruin enough of my shit. Now I got my animals ruining shit. You know, I can't buy a nice couch.
Like, Gimli doesn't ruin anything. He just fucking plays around. Like, he'll run around. Like, I'll chase him around the room and stuff, and we have a good time.
dogs...
He must eat something or shit less, somewhere.
But are more high maintenance. You have to pay more attention
you
to the
dog. You have to be there.
Yeah.
Like when I go... When I leave the house during the day, if I have the day off, it's like I can't just... I gotta put him away, because I don't know what the hell he's gonna do. Like, I'm gonna put him in his room. I don't want him to go... I've let him out a few times, but he doesn't actually, like, destroy anything. He's actually pretty respectful. He just kind of sits in the window and waits for me to come home. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, he doesn't shit around the house. He doesn't pee anywhere. But he eats the moldings.
Really?
He's eating the moldings. It's like in his room. If he's there, like, the whole day. The longest he's been alone has been, like, 8 hours.
Which one's his room?
As you go out in the backyard, there's that gate there.
Oh, yeah. The gate,
okay. Pomsky. A Pomeranian.
Pomeranian Husky?
Pomeranian Husky, yeah. Look at this. I'm gonna look up some images.
You're going to have a really hard time when the kid comes with Gimli.
Pomeranian Husky.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Complete separation, I imagine, right? Yeah. Like, it's so easy for him to just clobber, just like, whoosh, on the bouncy, like, and your kid's sleeping there.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. That's like full fucking grown, man. It looks like a puppy. Little miniature huskies, yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
Well, I brought my
little pooch monster.
I brought my mom's awesome. Pomeranian but, I mean, home this week.
But you just want a husky, though.
We might have Pomeranian
it's
Australian
like you're waiting
shepherds.
For your husky to grow up, and it just doesn't.
It just doesn't, yeah. Like, I want a full-blown husky.
That's awesome.
Here's the thing. If you own a baby husky... Awesome,
look at this little guy.
You might be like, he'll grow up.
Get him. Get him.
Yeah, big dog. Gimli's awesome. Like,
you like dogs?
He's respectful of everything. But for fuck's sake.
He's monstrous.
When he's going to get in the way, like, he's a fucking herder by nature. Like, they want
so
to
your
herd.
Way.
Yeah, like, they always get in front of you. Like...
Going so, to the fridge? I don't think so.
Yeah, when I'm walking with a baby...
Get out of the way.
I try and go to the bathroom, he's just like...
Nope.
Right in front, I'm like, get the fuck out! I'm just trying to kick him out of the way.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I love him.
Well, do you want to talk about Console Wars, or any other non-game or movie-related stuff? I kind of like this stuff.
Non-game
I do
movie
too.
Related.
What else happened?
My son... jumped in the deep end. I already told you guys.
Yeah.
But
should we talk about Dan?
That was an adventure. Yeah, Dan. Fucking put a gate up because kids, babies jump inside
pools.
No
one's getting in it.
Man, he's got 2 years before he has to worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, 2 summers, which fly by real quick.
Fine.
He said, I'll probably do it next year. I don't know, man.
You
that
need,
thing is a
I think
fucking
you need
trap.
A gate. I think you need a gate for when you have an in-ground pool.
It has stairs. That lead into the pool.
Okay,
then put a gate on those
stairs.
Okay,
yes.
yeah. Fair enough. At least for the next
just
year.
A tiny
and then get a
2016, absolutely. Because this kid will be one something.
Yeah, they can crawl up the stairs.
Yeah.
Well, when are you going to let your kid outside? That you're not paying attention
shit
to the
happens,
kid?
Man.
I don't think it happens that badly. Okay, he's all right. He's all right. He crawls up the stairs, 4 fucking stairs, before you realize, oh shit, he's in the pool now. No.
I think you're watching. Him. Sorry, dude.
Anyway, so Dan
obviously,
his new
yeah,
house.
We'll put a gate up.
So that was good today.
Yeah, I got a nice new home.
He's probably sleeping right now. Actually, I say that like it's.
He's online playing.
It's
the
pretty
Witcher.
Late already. It's like midnight, but
no, he's probably
he's been in bed for hours
putting furniture together for sure.
I was dead earlier today.
Did anything come together? Like the temperament stuff.
Yeah,
was
he's
it
got
put
a
together.
Couch. Buddy, oh, he yeah, needs obviously. A place for him and Jess to sleep tonight.
Yeah, Jess. When I left, he's like. He said, what should I do first? And he was like, I'll do this and that. And Jess was like, do the bed. So that was like the first... he thought I was going to do the baby shit first. Like,
yeah.
He probably did the bed and called it quits. I don't know. I was tired of shit when I left this place. Maybe it was just me, but...
I had like one of the best days ever today. Like, it was so long. It was such a long fucking Saturday. It started great. Got to see my friends. Went to a little fucking pool party.
There were chips.
Back here. Literally, I have not stopped.
Yeah.
I've seen you... I've hung out with you twice today. 2 separate, isolated occasions.
Yep.
How often does that
happen? I had a great day. Aside from not helping you guys, I had a great fucking day.
Driving around. Hey, we rode in the back of the U-Haul for a little bit while it was
empty.
Are
the lights on?
We learned.
Why were the lights on? Because it was 20 minutes. I would have driven myself crazy without the lights on.
Dan and I were lights off. 20 minutes.
That's fucking nuts.
It was nuts.
Anyway, TJ and I had some fun games.
It was empty?
We were just jumping, like jumping on the spot. Jumping on the spot and finding out like where we'd land. Like based on where, like how he would speed up and slow down the truck.
That's fucking cool.
That's pretty good.
We also tried like jumping one to the back and then jumping to the front. And you could like notice like
There was no notice.
Oh, I thought
You could definitely, if you're jumping from the back of the truck to the front while you're in forward motion.
Yeah, it felt like, it felt kind of normal. But then when you jump forward, I felt like there was like a little bit, like almost like a subtle incline. Maybe I'm crazy.
I think you're a little bit crazy.
Okay.
It's fucking relative. Like, we were moving that fast at the point when you jumped. So you'd be moving that fast.
Yeah, but the vehicle is still accelerating.
No, it was only when we were jumping, like little jump, little hops on the spot while the truck was stopping. You'd move, like, a little bit each time you jumped. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Yeah, you can't be constant speed.
You should have hung a rope from the ceiling and suspended yourself.
We tried to hang, like, the width of the truck, but, like, TJ was just a little bit too short.
If I had the strength of my fingers to extend them, and my toes, like, fully like that.
Like, you know the little wooden beams on the side of the truck? Like, he locked his toes into one.
Yeah.
And just tried to, like, he was in push-up mode, and they tried to crack on his, like, the tips of his fingers. And Kyle's like, oh, man, don't. Like, just
Kyle's here.
There was one fly
ground.
In there, and I was like, imagine that was a bee. We're just trapped in here with it. Kyle's fucking
just screaming while Dan laughs.
We were Dan loud. Driving like an asshole?
No, it was really hot in there, though.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It got really hot.
Dan opened the door, and he... It was just like, oh my God, I can't believe the air he could feel coming out of it, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude,
I was drenched.
Yeah, he was soaked.
I went in a little bit soaked because moving the shit, but by the end, like, I was sweating more and more, and it was like the whole thing. I had maybe a little bit of dry spots on the sides. That was it.
So you took Highway 18 from his place all the way there. Yeah, okay.
Wow. We need to figure out which is actually farther, TJ's house or Dan's house, because I think it's pretty close.
It is not close at all.
15 miles is TJ's house from my house.
No.
From the border.
That's longer.
From the border.
It's like 17 from the border.
Your house is not 17 miles from the border. You live on 11 mile.
It takes 10 minutes to get to Dan's house.
The road you live on is 11 miles away from the border.
Like 4 miles.
Are you saying there's no wait at the border?
I'm saying once you get through the border.
Distance, not time.
Distance.
Dan's is way closer.
I don't know.
I think it takes maybe 10 minutes to get to Dan's.
It doesn't take that long to get to TJ's once we cross the border.
Dude, I can get to like Jerry's house and like
we have to get from your
minutes.
House to the border and from the border to TJ's.
Okay.
10 minutes to get to the border.
All right.
Don't measure time because the roads are shit between there. Like, I mean, you go to the front road, but Sandwich and all that, you go slow and distance-wise, it's probably like 5 extra miles to my place. We'll do it afterwards. Don't worry.
Cloud.
You're not taking that to the net. I know it is farther, but Dan's place is a little bit far.
It's not that far.
Okay. When we're coming to teach us to do a podcast, and it's like one person's driving, we're all carpooling, and one person's not drinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the negotiation that we put forth.
Yeah.
It's got to be the same thing for Dan's house.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't walk home, let's
say. It takes
say.
An hour and five...
Exactly. So, essentially, they're both minutes. Equally as far. Because
as
I
far.
Can't walk
they're
home.
They're past the threshold of walking home.
Right. TJ, I'm with you.
Yeah.
They're both fucking far.
That's
we
what
can
I was,
ride
I was
our bikes home?
Exactly
you, know what the, you know what I love?
We can
uh-huh.
ride
that,
our bikes home.
That's like an hour and a half bike ride.
I love
what?
That I feel like...
To my house? 30 minutes tops.
To Dan's? No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
No fucking...
Next
on a road bike.
It's kind of solid that we measure... the distance from an arbitrary location, which is either my house or your house. I think we should pound on that, because distance from me or Chad, that's what we're talking about. That's the hassle that we have to deal with.
Hold on. 256 McCurdy Drive.
Yeah, we are. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Because you're actually in between us, that kind of works out.
I'm doing it
from
my...
on the other side.
I'm doing it
from
my house.
I wonder how much faster I could get your house from by boat.
14...
Dude, I was thinking about this. What if...
Hold on. 14 kilometers.
Okay.
14 kilometers from my house to Dan's house.
14K?
Right?
So it's like half as far.
Really? Takes 15 minutes.
Yeah, but your house is almost halfway to Dan's.
From my house to...
My house is the apex. Where the fuck are we? St. Cloud Shores. Michigan.
Yeah. Grant, what's your address?
Grant Street.
You want that address? Yeah, yeah. 28.
Like, that's going to make a difference. You need the fucking mailing address. 28 what?
024.
You're not sending packages, dude. Four. Just tell me how many miles it is.
Grant Street.
Michigan.
Street,
anyway, sure. By boat, we might be able to make some shit happen.
Yeah, so here's what I was thinking. Okay, if you're trying to cross the water on a boat, someone's supposedly there to pick you up, like a people policing. Like, how do they stop people from just crossing the border by boat and landing in Amherstburg and shit, like, at a random...
They do it all the time. They pick these people up.
But how? How can they police that much water? You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I'm not trying to use it, like, illegally, but imagine...
A couple boats, night vision goggles.
Imagine Dan buys a boat,
like those
right?
heat sensor goggles. If you see, like, a white spot.
45 kilometers.
How do you know what side they started on?
As opposed to 14.
It's 45 kilometers?
Yes!
So it's only three times as much. That's pretty close.
Anyway, Dan's house is far.
It is. It's past the threshold. It's all matters.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, we're gonna
ride that threshold, though. No.
What are we going to do?
We're going to ride it.
Yeah, you can ride the bike.
I'm not riding my bike to Dan's house.
Dan's
riding
a boat. And you guys get on the boat on this side. I get on the boat on my side. And we just meet in the middle of the water. And drink beers and do a podcast from there.
And just argue that it's international waters.
Tie the fucking boats together.
Yeah.
And just float wherever we go.
Like, I can't imagine a hangout where we're together and we haven't crossed the border. That's like, I don't know. It's cool.
Holy like, shit.
We're cheating something.
Yeah, but how do you get to the Detroit River? Aren't you on the opposite side? Isn't it a different...
Oh, I have to come way down. But I can launch from, like, Wyandotte. Like, Emma's dad has a boat down there. I just drive.
Well, that way you've crossed the border already.
No. I'd still be in the States, launching from the States.
Yeah.
Oh, Wyandotte is not just a road in Windsor?
No. Wyandotte, yeah.
What's Wyandotte?
Wyandotte Windsor Yacht Club.
Wyandotte, let's say you...
Wyandotte, Michigan.
You cross directly to the States...
There's a place called Wyandotte, Michigan?
Yeah.
Nick.
Is it cool? We should go there.
Probably not. It's kind of ghetto. There's a park there. I feel like
it's, a park it's on ghetto. It. You know where we should go? We should meet up on Belle Isle.
Yeah. Sure, that's close to me.
Yup.
Or we can go to Hiram Walker's Island.
Bobolo.
That's whatever, really man. Far from
Let's go
us,
to the abandoned theme park on Bobolo Island. Is it still there?
Oh, yeah. I went there like You've 2 weeks ago.
To the abandoned theme park?
Oh, yeah.
You went there 2 weeks ago.
I swear to God.
Where was I? What were you doing there?
My brother needed to pick up
a truck, a coach.
We needed to pick up a golf cart from a guy who lived on Bobolo Island. We went across.
Not me personally, but a guy I know.
We went across. I rode my bike to the car lot, so I had my bike in the back of the truck. We picked up the golf cart, waiting for the ferry. The ferry's going to be like another half hour. I fucked off and went to the building that the nightmare was in. Completely quarantined. Like it's
quarantined. Quarantine.
It says it's like there's cameras watching you. You can't go in here. Get the fuck.
Why did you come here?
But it's we need to go in there.
Maybe that's where Godzilla's from.
There's something going on there. They're building some beast. It was a cool place, though.
I'd like to clear the air that I don't only think movies are cool because people who are cast in Star Wars is in those movies.
No
I liked.
One was thinking.
I like. No, Dan definitely that. Thinks that.
Yeah.
I liked Llewyn Davis and Attack the Block before I knew either of those guys were cast in Star Wars. Also, yep. That chick. It's like I'm not going looking for her movies. Domhnall Gleeson is in fucking.
Is he in Star Wars?
Yeah, unspecified role.
Oh, really?
I think it's going to be a minor role.
That's the guy from Harry Potter.
This guy from Harry Potter is also in Ex Machina.
And...
Frank.
Dave. Yeah, Frank.
Dave.
Dave and Frank.
Dave and Frank.
Frank was a good movie.
Frank was good. Ex Machina was good.
Frank a lot.
I'm sad that I can't talk to you about...
I didn't see Ex Machina yet.
Yeah. Two cool robot movies that we can't talk about because you guys didn't see them.
You didn't see it yet?
Ex Machina?
Yeah.
No.
What about Chappie?
I was trying to watch... One or both of those this week, based on the conversation.
I think Chappie might be part of the Masterpiece Collection. I might buy Chappie.
Look out, look out, look out.
Really?
Yeah, it's a cool fucking movie. It looks cool. It's the main character. Like, Ex Machina is about robots, but the main character is Chappie. He's in every shot, almost. And, like, it's crazy that you don't notice it. There's just a fucking like a fake robot walking around in this movie, and that guy, fucking Blomkamp, just can do that. The guy has a great mind for, like, for special effects. You don't even question it. It doesn't feel like a cartoon at all. He's not the fucking Goblin King.
Being in every scene makes it more natural.
No, exactly. Dude, watch
so if
Chappie.
It's weird for the first 5 minutes.
You don't. He looks like fucking skin and bones. You know what I mean? Like he looks like he's a robot, an actual robot on set, as real as the fucking prawns in District 9. Though?
Was it?
Is what's his name?
Was his head in?
He was probably in a suit.
Suits or whatever?
Yeah, he was probably in a green suit, and it was fucking Charlton Copley or Copley or whatever.
Did you see the...
motion cap.
See the what?
The Gollum face?
You just smile?
I did see the Gollum face.
Gollum face
Supreme
with
Leader Snoke?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably going to be something else.
That's pretty Gollum face.
Well, all they showed was, Andy Serkis in the motion cap
here.
That's
his name.
That's all they showed, but yeah, I'm into it. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Supreme Leader, though, what does that mean? Supreme Leader is more of a religious group, and that lends some validity to the whole like.
He might be a bad guy. Look at that face he was making.
No, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he's bad. But like, Supreme Leader is not like a political stance, is it? A political position, Supreme Leader?
Could be. It does sound a bit religious.
It could be, but what I'm thinking is the rumor is that there's like Sith fanatics. So I mean, like maybe he's running a cult.
Order
of Sith
sounds
too
religious.
Much story.
Yeah, the order sounds does. Religious. Yeah, or no, it's the First Order.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Either way, even
more.
Yeah, maybe there's
First Order. Order.
That's kind of cool. Like maybe there's some end game. And the First Order is to build an army or something like that. Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe the Supreme Leader is good, but I just
think I might watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. It sounds pretty cool.
I think I might wait for the eventual theater release download.
The cam?
Yeah, the cam version.
I don't know if I want to see it in the theater. I don't know if I want to see it in the theater at all, actually.
Are you serious?
No.
You're joking, though. We're still playing into
I'm joking, yeah.
Still playing into the joke.
And
at the same
I'm dressing
time,
up. We're dressing up for that movie, right?
Yeah. Women too?
Yes. Mandatory. That's almost the only reason I want to dress up.
Honestly, the worst thing
so
in the
I
world
get Shelby into cosplay.
Is going to be going to see that movie with everybody.
Yeah, you're right.
Plus and minuses. Like people are they're all going to be super excited to be there, but there's going to be like the couple dudes that are just talking on their phones, chatting...
No
popcorn.
One's talking in their phones.
I don't think anyone will be
There's
talking
the,
in their
there
phones.
There might be the obnoxious theater guy just like...
Woo!
Just doing what you like, nothing.
You know what?
I'll be that guy.
For the first viewing, if that's the environment of the show, you can't put yourself above that. Like, I really want to dig into the theory that this movie is telling me about the Star Wars universe.
When there's a fat...
Just fucking take it in, one kernel of
when
popcorn with your chameleon tongue at a time.
Opening a fucking bag of Lay's they snuck into the theater...
Fuck that. Like, I need
Shut
to...
Shut the fuck up!
Do I really need to pay attention that deep? I'm gonna watch this movie 15 times. Why don't we crack a couple brews on the road, on the way to the fucking theater?
I don't want to drink a beer on the way to see Star Wars Episode 7.
Why? Because it's gonna be so in-depth that you need
to
fucking
clear mind.
Know every line?
I want to be a clear mind. I want to see this movie.
Just get on the ride for the first viewing.
I mean, I'm gonna
you're expecting
wear my
it
shit.
To be more like a thinker, deep... And
no,
it's
I'm not
more
expecting
like an Avengers.
It, I'm not expecting it to be anything.
People are going to cheer when they see the actors on screen, you know what I mean? It's going to be one of those.
That's going to happen.
Every, woo! Like, flying those fucking X-Wings.
That's going to happen.
I want to be...
And I feel like the movie is going to be completely calculated. Like, the director is going to say, there's going to be 5 seconds of woo here. Let's not say anything for 5 seconds.
And then they'll know, like, not to tell a joke, because I'm already laughing at the previous joke.
And then, it'll be perfectly timed out.
Who knows? I mean, this movie...
But still, like, that there's still going to be a beast chowing chips behind you.
Just chow some chips with that beast, man.
I'll bring some Doritos.
Yeah. Doritos, beers, let's just
That's the thing. Everything I hate, I'll just embody that hatred.
Yeah.
I'll eat the chips, I'll eat the beers, I'll yell. And I'll be the guy. I'll be the guy that's like, fucking asshole, he's always making these noises.
You have to be the third guy, though. Make sure another two people are doing it.
So this guy and this guy right here.
Yes! Opposite sides of the theater? Are we buying that?
I had to tell somebody. We don't sit together? I had to tell, during Avengers. See, like, that's the thing. I was watching Avengers, and I was, like, mad because some kid was on his phone. It's like, do I really need to hear fucking what Tony Stark is saying right now? Like, I'm so into it. It's the Avengers. You know what I mean? Like,
it's the principle, man.
Yes, absolutely. I have a hard
time. Well, I told him, like, turn your fucking phone off.
Did you say fucking?
Yeah, and I say it at room.
Like, fucking phone off!
No, I don't go loud, but, like, you know, if you're in the theater, you're like, hey, turn your phone off. Like, are you trying to be menacing?
You can't, like, I will say it without being like, I'm going to fucking beat you right now.
I say it at regular inside room. I say it at the volume I'm talking right now. Like, that's obnoxiously loud.
Shut up.
Yeah, and then turn your fucking phone off.
Like, you want him to hear, and the guy
I want everyone else to hear.
The guy next to him, yeah.
Yeah. Turn that fucking thing off.
We were in Avengers.
You don't have to be loud in the theater because everyone's so quiet.
We were in Avengers. My cousin and her boyfriend were sitting in front of us. And
I'm going to fucking kill you.
There were these two beasts sitting beside Mandy and I. Two like, beastie women's. And
what did Dan call them? Swamp pigs?
Swamp hags?
Oh, yeah.
There's two swamp hags sitting next to us. And, they were just talking, like, that's all I could hear for, like, an hour and a half. And my cousin just kept looking back, like, are you serious? And I'm just sitting there, my heart's racing, like, I gotta fucking say something. I gotta be the one to say something. So I'm just holding it in. And, like, they keep talking, and I just look over. I'm like, can you guys keep it down? I'm sorry. Can you just, like, keep it down? They're like, girl looks over, like, fucking...
Hold on, it was someone you knew? No.
Just say it.
No,
whatever. I know who you're talking about.
But, like, oh, one and two. But looks over and they say, like, are you fucking kidding me? And they're yelling at me. I was like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Why are you talking? And they're just like, I'm trying to talk about how I'm going to go to the bathroom. I was like, I don't give a shit. No one else does. Go to the bathroom. Fuck off.
That sucks. That's the thing, though. Like, if you say, turn your fucking phone off, then they do not turn their phone off, what do you do? Admit defeat? You have to.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
have to admit
just
defeat.
Smack him in his head.
No, people get fucking stabbed at movies.
The phone smack.
Buddy, people get killed.
No, it's Canada. Not
well, I'm talking about going to the AMC
in
Livonia.
I'll be the guy.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
You'll be the guy to die? You want to get fucking killed tonight? Hey,
you want to die tonight?
You want to get murdered? Turn your phone off.
Just
Doug says out loud in the streets of Toronto, like, we were walking with, it was me, Doug, and Sarah, and we were walking, and some guy, like, tried to avoid Sarah, or I don't know, like, and they ended up banging his shoulders. And Sarah's like, oh my god. Because, like, she had, like, there was a couple of other situations that day where, like, people just walked right into her. And she's like, am I invisible or whatever? And, like, she finally, like, spoke up about it after, like, the third time this happened. And Doug's like, want me to fucking murder him? You want to fucking die, guy? Like, just out loud. Like, obviously the guy wasn't there. But, like, we're in a city full of people. People are hearing you say this. Saying you're going to fucking murder somebody. Yeah. You want to get fucking dead? It's like,
you
Doug.
Get dead?
I understand, like... If you live in a city where you're walking around with people in, like, Toronto, like, I was ready to yell at people sometimes. Just, like, fucking move, asshole! Like, you see, like, people would walk in front of you, stop, when you're, like, they're stopping at a light going this way, they could move up two paces and get out of your way. It's clear. You got a fucking stroller with two kids in it, that's hard as fuck to maneuver, and people would stop, and it's just, like, I was so close to just ripping into people.
Yeah, but
if I lived in that city,
in
every
that city,
day, I'd just be like,
oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out of the way, you asshole. Like, I would lose
in that
it.
City, you're nobody. They're nobody. And, like,
oh, yeah.
It's just, there's...
You will never see that person again. You will walk
you
that
know
same
won't.
Route your whole life, and you'll never see that person again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not living in that, I didn't yell at anybody, because I felt like... but I would get jaded, for sure. And I can understand why Doug would just be like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll kill that fucking guy. Like, he's... And we saw some people, some crazies on the street, just yelling, singing, doing whatever down the street to nobody. Like...
Yeah. It's sad.
It's sad. I find the bums that are just sitting there sad. The guys who are just yelling to nobody in the air, that's... I don't know. I kind of laugh at that.
Yeah, he's just drunk.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
He might be stoned.
It's crazy that somebody, like, yeah, like, how does that happen to the human body?
That's exactly what I was wondering, like, what is he seeing? What's in his mind? What's happening right now?
Yeah, like, just trapped forever? I mean, that guy's got to find a place to sleep. He's got to exist in one form or another, like, in this world. He can't always be away from his own mind.
Can you imagine being, like, super drunk all the time and going to, like, just doing your daily routine? I'm going to go to Tim Hortons.
No, are you talking about like Flight, where he's just always pounding vodka the entire time and flying planes?
What, the movie?
Yeah, like the Hollywood portrayal of an alcoholic. They're just drinking all day long. Or like Don Draper. Like, I'd be fucking hammered.
I haven't seen the end of Mad Men, and I can't wait.
It's good.
Don't spoil it. That's all I want to know.
I liked it.
I've been trying to find the scam downloads. I can't find it. Is it season 7? Anyway, yeah. Season 7, episode like 7 to 12.
Just download them individually.
They don't exist.
They definitely exist. I could probably look in my recycle bin and find all of them.
Find them.
Well, maybe you're just not...
Torrents.eu. Torrents with a Z.
Oh, okay.
Compiles other torrent sites.
It does?
That's most of the time I go to Kickass if it's there, but sometimes shit isn't on Kickass.
Cat.cr.
So, should we talk about games before or after we've all sampled
Kick-ass.
VR porn tonight? Because we're going to do that.
You want to do VR porn and then do games?
I don't know. I feel like if I don't do it before, we're not going to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Let's do it. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Four chicks.
Yeah, log in.
Four chicks. Well, you're sucking dicks?
No, the other way around. You're getting fucked.
Weird.
Yeah.
And then you can pick that? Which chick?
No, I didn't know.
I have tits right now.
You what?
I'm not even curious.
That's
wait a minute. That's you're the chick?
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, chicks could watch it, so like, chicks could bang, I guess.
Wow!
That would be weird.
Is there POV porn for girls?
Probably.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
No, I've never thought about that either.
Yeah, is that attractive?
That's scary.
Hello. What's up, babe?
Alright, let's talk about games.
Console Wars! It's 2015 and it's almost June. By the time you hear this, it's Doug's birthday.
Really?
June 1st, 2 days.
Is that accurate?
Monday, yeah. Right?
Happy birthday, Doug.
Happy birthday, Doug. Anyways. Rumors have been flying around. You know how Silent Hills was canceled?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Konami was... They fucked off and they want to make mobile games and whatever. Microsoft picked up Silent Hills.
Really?
Microsoft Studios?
That's what the rumors are. Phil Spencer came out and said, nope, not true. Wait till E3.
Oh.
What do you mean, wait till E3?
Hmm.
He said that?
No, but he said it's not true.
No, okay.
But still. It's usually a wait till... Like, why would you comment on it?
Well, first of all, I don't feel like it makes any sense for Microsoft to pick up that game.
Yeah, like, it's... They kicked Hideous Kojima out.
Yeah. They might pick up the license.
For Silent Hill?
Yeah, but not that game. Not the version or the build that exists today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be... otherwise, it's just fucking...
Like, Guillermo's out. He's not there.
Last Guardian's
still coming out.
No
this
one
year.
Adapts Japanese games.
Last Guardian's coming out this year.
No.
The PS4.
This year.
We're going to see a trailer this year for PS4.
It's coming out this year.
We went from coming out to going to see a trailer to we're going to hear a rumor.
It's going to be mentioned in passing.
Yeah.
It'll be mentioned as what wasn't at E3.
You know, it's going to be there. I think this year, it's going to be there. We're going to see Last Guardian finally. It's only 2 weeks away.
That's true. That's really weird.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Is next week the Strawberry Fest?
No, it's the week after, I think.
That's stupid. Alright, so Phil Spencer says, nope. There's no Silent Hills coming out, but who knows?
There's no Silent Hills.
It's bad enough they pluralized one of those words.
Silent Hills.
Silent Hill.
Xbox One controller with a 3.5mm headset port?
I'm into that.
Anybody care?
I care.
I hate that there's two versions, but
if they move the other one off.
Yeah.
It's not version 2.0, it's just the Xbox controller and that's it.
I don't believe so.
I believe so.
What are they going to do with the other ones? Throw them out?
They'll die or the toggles will break and people will buy new ones. They'll release a new color.
All the ones that are out on shelves right now, though.
They're no longer in production.
It'll be they'll sell through, yeah. And then...
Yeah, at half price or some shit.
Half price.
I'll buy it for half price.
Yeah, I already got the, what's the other one?
The adapter?
Okay, what is that for, anyways? Like this 3.5mm, just to plug in your...
3.5 is headphone.
Your headphones?
Yeah.
So, that's it. If you buy Astros, maybe it comes with a 3.5, and you're going to buy a fucking adapter for Xbox...
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what does Xbox have? Proprietary?
No, it's like a 1/16. I think about them as like 1/8.
There's also 2.5, which a lot of headsets are 2.5 because there's no voice.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. The
adapter. So the Astros are the ones that plugs in voice and.
Well, 3.5. It's dependent. Like, there's different rings that are around the actual port, and if it's got the third ring, it'll do voice as well. But they don't have
to. But right now it's just a really tiny one that's just for voice.
Scratch that. 2.5 is mono.
Yeah. Or voice.
2.5 is mono in voice, whatever. But yeah, it's mono. One or the other? Not stereo. No, it could be voice.
It could be.
But I don't think there's any 2.5 that's not stereo.
I don't know.
Or that anyways, is stereo.
Do you plug in headphones in your controller?
Yeah.
You do. Do you plug in headphones in your controller?
For Xbox I do. Xbox, I have a specific adapter I bought.
For what?
He needs an adapter.
What do you plug in?
You literally plug into the headset.
Plug in your Astros?
The Astros actually have a 1/16. They have the same one the Xbox does, actually.
But the A50s, like the Battlefield versions? Really?
Have you looked at the headphone jack there? It's a small one.
Never had to.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You have to spend $25 on an Xbox adapter for them to work, though.
So the wireless version is no longer wireless when you play an Xbox One.
Yeah. It's connected to your headset. Your controller.
So even with this 3.5mm, it's still wired.
To your controller.
So. It's just a more standard connection.
Why does it have to be wired to the controller, though?
You see my Oculus?
Like, we have a
3.5. My Turtle Beach thing, this is the small one, and the Oculus uses the fucking small one. So I stole the Turtle Beach one. Okay. Because nobody has
for
this.
For sound?
It's for the motion tracking, actually. Weirdly enough.
Fuck?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. This is the thing that tracks your head.
Is this an Oculus camera?
Yeah. It tracks your head and attaches to the thing.
Wow.
Yeah. I lost the Oculus one, I stole the Turtle Beach one, and it worked.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's why it doesn't have eye tracking, because it has head tracking.
But I have 100 of these.
Have eye tracking!
Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, anyway. What else you got for me?
I was excited for Splatoon this week.
Nobody.
No one?
Got a 9.5 on IGN.
I hate
that. No, it didn't. It got a 7.9.
It didn't get a 9.5? Doug said it got 9.5. Or no, Tim said it got 9.5.
7.9.
Okay, I can respect that a little bit better.
There you go.
Tim said that he gave it a... Jose Otero gave it a 9.5.
It was a joke, I think Tim was saying.
Oh, okay.
I took him serious.
I took it seriously.
No, they had like a preliminary...
That stupid fucking idiot.
They had a preliminary review, and they said like... Well, it's going to be good, hopefully. We're still playing it.
No, that game is shit. There's no way that anybody... Like, what are these guys doing? If there's no Metroid at E3,
oh,
we're fucked.
Hold on.
An online multiplayer shooter.
Or new IP, you know? Like, that's fine.
No.
It looks fun for, especially for young
TJ,
kids.
An online multiplayer cooperative shooter that you cannot speak to one another. That's huge.
Those are the shitty parts about the console, not about the game, though.
Fuck the game, TJ. It's Splatoon.
The internet is still the same. They're still using the same internet. They'll be able to speak to one another.
Call Chad on your phone.
Am I right?
And play Splatoon with him. We'll use cell phone technology.
Like, they have the technology to speak to one another. It's there.
Voice chat.
Hold on. You're saying in general they could implement this?
Yeah, in Wii U.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not defending that. I'm just saying, like, well, don't make fun of the game for them coming up with a game that is, like, targeted at young kids. I don't know.
It's, okay, games...
Just because it's not
games
Mario,
targeted
Star
young...
Fox, Zelda, like, it's... They're still working on those things, by the way.
Games targeting young kids can still be nines. You know, not, you know... What about this game is giving you the right to defend it?
It's a unique concept. I like the idea of, like, you paint a world, and then you move fast through your own paint versus the other person. Like, it's... I don't know, it's not completely original, but it's...
This fucking guy.
Yeah. I think you guys laughed at it at E3 last year.
I'm still laughing at it.
It looks totally unappealing, though. Like, graphics?
I don't care.
No.
Dude, it's like one of those games where it just has to be fun to play. If it's fun to play, it has achieved its goal, it can get a 9-something. If it's extremely fun, it doesn't...
Yeah,
that's
the
true
entire
as well.
Presentation
like, Towerfall
is
fun
models,
to play, but it looks like shit.
Right.
No, but that's... It's got charm.
It's what they're going for.
Yeah, Splatoon could have charm.
But it doesn't.
Dude, you want
like
fucking
shit.
Call of Duty realism?
No,
like,
I don't want
a
realism.
It's like you're flying around.
No,
like,
but the game...
Sure, I haven't played the game. I can't
say. The graphics. It still doesn't look good. It's not... the characters aren't appealing. The anything that I've seen is just... There's uninspired characters. Like, the whole, like, squid thing.
Yeah,
like,
they all... Like, the characters look dumb.
Why not cel-shade it?
Yeah, if they
I put guess,
like a, if they made it look Wind Waker esque,
yeah,
almost.
Why not? Yeah, Wind Waker
just
would look amazing.
Dabble into that. You already made it. Use it.
Yeah, but there's certain games.
It's
that
just it's
you can tell they're
lazy.
Focused on gameplay, and the more they polarize themselves towards this is a gameplay game. It's all about fun. I like remove any requirements I have for graphic presentation. Just like it just needs to be fun. Period.
Is this game
and. If it's fun, then the game would be amazing.
Yeah, but we've had debates about how Mario is not a polished game or how Mario games don't look good.
Okay.
You know, like when they do, like they're clearly not going for realism.
I only
and you said bad
that,
graphics
no,
because
no,
it doesn't
I
look real.
I only attack that when you say really good things about the graphics.
Yeah, they
I'm
do.
Not saying
they're
I expect
polished.
Good things about the graphics. I'm just saying when you say like they're amazing graphics.
They are.
I'm saying it's easy to do that. I'm not saying I expect it to be good graphics. Like, if you said...
You're just saying don't pat them on the back for having good-looking
yes.
games because
yes.
it's easy to make a good-looking game?
Yes.
Well, then why doesn't this look good?
I think it looks fine. Which is all I expect at a game like this. That's the thing. I am completely abolishing the bar. There's no bar for graphics. Not even like I have a low bar. It's just like, it doesn't need to look good. It needs to be fun.
I don't know, just don't stick up for Splatoon, though.
I'm sticking up for Splatoon way more than I wanted to, that's for sure.
Yeah,
yeah
do not
nuts.
Stick up for this fucking game.
I wanted
Splatoon,
it to be fun.
The word alone.
Yeah,
it's kiddie.
Exactly.
It's a Scream's 13-year-old, like...
Splatoon. Collect the amiibos.
Hey, man, it's like Platoon with paint splat. I don't know.
Is that what they're going for?
Sure, absolutely.
I think it has more with cartoon.
No.
And
Platoon.
Splat because Platoon. Of paint.
You're in teams, and you're just painting the world, and then that world, you own that world. It's like King of the Hill, but the whole map is the hill, and you gotta conquer as much percentage of that hill as you
it's
can.
It's probably fun as fuck.
It's probably fun.
I hope if it was
it's probably pretty
fun.
Yeah, local is 1v1 though. By the way,
that's it.
That's you heard it.
That's fine. For 2 13-year-olds.
You heard it.
Give it to 10-year-olds.
Anyway.
That's enough about that.
If they don't have fucking Metro... Like, okay, what's Nintendo going to offer at E3? Nothing. They're not showing
Star
Zelda.
Fox is going to be out by next E3.
No, Fox will be out by the end of the year.
End of the year.
You think by the end of the year?
They said end of the year.
Actually, I think they said Zelda 2000.
They said it... No.
And then before Zelda.
They said...
they move Zelda.
It'll be before Zelda, yeah. That's
which,
all they've really said.
So it could be a day before Zelda, which it won't be. Actually, maybe it will be. Who
that's
knows?
A good release
Nintendo.
Date.
So, like, March 2016.
That's a good kind of fucking...
Before,
like,
Zelda.
Swimming release date.
You know what? Star Fox could
pin it to something that's a fucking moving target.
Disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Star Fox before could be Zelda? Disgusting.
You think so?
It could be.
I hope so. I doubt it.
Why would... I don't know why you doubt it.
Is it going to make Splatoon?
What? They already made... What are you talking about?
Splatoon Star Fox. I don't know.
There's no reason for Star Fox to be good.
That's true.
Like, how long was the game made?
The remake for 3DS?
What are those people doing? Like, who we don't know the teams at Nintendo that are making this game. We don't know if they have... If they understand why that game's good. We don't even know why we like that game.
The designer, though, is that Miyamoto guy. He tends to release really good shit.
He does.
Okay.
But
if he's involved, it's good
the
shit.
The 3DS remake, well, you said they redid, like, the gameplay was obviously, like okay. They
remade an N64 game, so...
They remade an N64 game, but they made the graphics better, the gameplay was still the same, but the most, like...
Yeah, it was a
I port. Think the most cherished part of the game was the voice acting. They totally redid the voice acting.
It's cherished between you and I.
No. I think between everybody, dude.
The fact that sites out there have, like, sound bites and shit, like, yeah. Everything is downloadable.
They redid bites, that. You can't nail that exactly the way it was. You have to use that same sound.
That game is only important to, like, a select few in that time frame. Like,
if they got the same, if they came out and said, like, we got the same actors as Star Fox 64.
I'm pretty sure it was the same actors. There must have been something with, like, the sound bites didn't transfer over or some shit like that, so they had them redo it.
They're totally different.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they make them say the new things. It's the, they say,
no, they say the same lines. Sign. Like, yeah, the same lines. They're just, take care of the guy behind me,
oh,
Fox!
Stop it. Stop it.
It's bad. It's not that bad, but it's not that... It's bad. It's not that bad. But it's bad. You mean, but it's bad.
Yeah.
What else happened?
If they're going to reinvent a game completely, they're basically...
But they're not. It's just a port.
Okay,
it's
but...
It's a port!
It's called Star Fox 64.
Hold on. Okay.
No, we're talking about the new
DS.
One. Let's make this really simple. There's two audiences you're going for. The original audience.
DS.
Us, the people who grew up in the golden age of video games, okay? And then young 13-year-olds with DSs. 13-year-olds don't give a shit about that. Like, they're losing us by doing that. You know what I mean? Why not use the original voices and capture the other half of that audience?
The majority of the audience.
We don't know what voice actors they're using for the new game.
They might as well be making a brand new game.
If they said they came back and said, like, we got the original voice actors to do this and say the lines exactly.
Why bother?
How they said it before.
We just poured over the exact sound bites.
The exact sound bites, but in high def. We took painstaking, like just imagine the difficulty of just, like, you missed it by one inflection in the word Fox again.
Star Fox. You know what, though? Nintendo, like, above anyone else, has a good affinity for, like, nostalgia in their games. Like, even, like, playing new Super Mario Brothers games, like, the sound of getting a coin is that same six, like, you know, 8-bit sound or whatever. Yep. Like, they are aware. They're aware of that kind of stuff. It just seems like that's one of the only franchises that they've never, like, grabbed onto as being important to that to that time. You know, it's like they want to age Star Fox, but it needs to be just as retro as as the Mario experience.
They need to understand what things to grab.
Like if
the ching sound of the coin, yeah, grab that. That's important. They've done that in the Mario. They know how to replicate that in games moving forward.
Yeah.
In Star Fox, you're right. They haven't proven that they know what was, like, that franchise's, like, golden, you know, thing.
Yeah.
Whether it be the sound bites or the mechanics or...
But I said it before. Cool. If I can get any first-person Metroid at this point, would be something else. It'd be something else.
Was
you know
it,
what? I didn't even want it
studios?
Now. Yeah. Well, yes. And they're done with Donkey Kong. They're making a game. What are they
you
making?
Said they're
Who
done?
Knows? Yeah.
They gotta be making Metroid.
I don't even Absolutely. Want it on Wii U. I want... Nintendo's like, hey, we're turning over. Here's our new system. It's $900. It's twice as powerful as anything you've ever seen. And it launches with Metroid. That's what I want.
They would never, ever do that.
It's the NX, man. NX.
it's going to be slightly less powerful than Xbox One.
It's Nintendo 3. It's Nintendo 3.
Why don't they just fucking say me with two E's?
Honestly, though. Nintendo they're like, me. Hey, no more bullshit. Here's our system. It's $900.
They hired Jack Trenton.
Only the best game. Yeah, Jack Trenton.
I'm so sorry. Our games have been bad for 5 years.
Hey, Casey Hudson is developing Smart Glass.
Wait.
Not Smart Glass.
Yeah, that VR bullshit.
Yeah, he's fucking project lead on, what is it called? VR? Microsoft VR?
What is it?
HoloLens?
HoloLens, yeah. This the fucking, the mastermind behind Mass Effect is now project lead on
HoloLens.
Who's
making Mass Effect now?
That's fucking weird.
It's weird because he's clearly a programmer and not like
what ideas can we have in this?
If you're if
and
he's,
not a
if
designer,
he's
right?
The lead though,
he's project
he's a visionary
lead.
And an innovator. Like it's
absolutely
you can carry over those.
Yeah,
skills
but so the... am I to understand that it's the tech of Mass Effect that are, that were from him, and not the like the design or the concept or the storytelling? Like if this guy's tech oriented, you know, like
I don't really know
he was
what his part
director.
Was.
Director, but what did he direct? Like, there's so many everything. Things that could mean. No, it does not necessarily mean that. A lot of people mistake cinematography for direction. Like, this is the way this guy's movies look. That's not because he's the director. It's because he's the cinematographer makes them look like that.
Okay, but the director sits above the cinematographer.
In the early,
they're
videos,
not exclusive. Like, there's
the
Tarantino.
Early videos for Mass Effect. Casey Hudson was in there going like. This is what I want the game to look like.
I'm not saying he's a fraud. I'm saying what hand did he have?
He's been in there.
Is he a genius?
Since KOTOR. He's a fucking genius.
It could be tech.
Let's call him a visionary.
Why is he the project lead? I'm pretty sure that I cannot be right about this.
I don't know.
But I'm pretty sure. I'm going to look it up.
I'm just assuming if you're going from such like...
Anyone who's able to manage moving pieces, maybe, can develop a project.
I don't think moving pieces. I think it's about... having a clear vision of what you're creating and what you need to create and knowing that that's worthwhile. You know what I mean?
And yeah, that, fair enough.
And then directing people to achieve that goal.
So he put together the team like that. I guess what hand did he play in Mass Effect is what I'm trying to figure out.
Omnitool.
The Omnitool? what was I about to look up? I forget now.
He was the design director.
Oh, yeah. What his new job is.
Like, he has all the new ideas, like, this is how this should work, this is... He was there with KOTOR, he was there with every, like, BioWare game.
Canadian, by the way.
Yeah.
Him and that's in new
Greg Musica. Job.
You guys keep talking, I'm looking up Casey Hudson's new job.
Can I talk about something else completely unrelated?
Witcher?
No.
Whoa!
Okay. Yeah, look at this. Casey Hudson... joins Microsoft as creative director.
Creative director.
Creative director at Microsoft Studios.
Creative director to me means like branding. Anything facing the world externally is creative director. Logos, like presentation, commercials, shit like that.
I think it's creative director focusing on HoloLens. Not HoloLens. Yeah, HoloLens.
But
yeah.
Creative director is like a marketing position, is it not?
No.
That's what I see it as, but...
No, there's... No.
Creative director.
I think he's the one that's developing, like...
Doesn't suggest you have any design.
Like, you go into E3, or you go into...
Yeah.
Like, he's the one
like
in
the
media...
GDC going, like, this is our vision for this.
Yep.
Yeah, he's on the conference calls...
putting together presentations.
On the conference calls, there's
construction
there's programmers, yeah. There's technicians, there's Perfect. Engineers, yeah. And, you know, there's marketers... There's fucking PR. Is that what it's called?
Public relations, yeah.
Yeah, there's all that. And he's the guy in the conversation who's in charge of critical thinking. He's the guy in charge of challenging whatever they bring to the table. Like, oh, well, why would we do it like this? You know, like those kinds of things. Like, he's the guy overseeing the direction of the project.
I think you're wrong.
No, no way I'm wrong.
I think he has no...
They don't know what the hell
he's doing.
He has
no umbrella over the design or how it actually works. He just takes what they're doing and spins it to the public in a like a marketing way. Like,
No, I don't believe so. He's not a marketer.
Anybody who can he's figure out what a creative director is. He's a
game developer.
I'm going
challenge to us. Totally tell us what's tell us what we're
director title.
No, but he's the guy saying, like, look, 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 this is getting complicated. We need to focus on our main objectives and this, that, and the other thing. And how are we compromising, like, intuitiveness versus tech and cost? He's the director. He's the guy just saying, like, I think that's falling apart from our main objective. Something like that.
Yeah, that's like, hugely important to the product. Maybe he is that. I don't know.
I mean, this is just, like, open discussion about what this
HoloLens
is.
HoloLens is the next Kinect, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
maybe it might not be. Who knows?
This guy is pretty fundamental, and as far as I'm concerned, he's got my favorite game of all time. Like,
we can play Minecraft on this ottoman here.
What does that mean for the Mass Effect franchise that he's no longer a part of it?
You have an Omni tool actually on your wrist.
I think it's going to be just fine. I wish him the best. He's obviously more geared towards, like...
Could you imagine tech, playing the game? Like
technology, like...
You have your controller, you're playing Mass Effect 6. Playing the game, you go down to your Omni tool. You're wearing your fucking HoloLens headset. You're giving commands to people. It's never going to work. It's never going to work.
Well, I wish him the best.
First iteration.
2150.
That's about accurate.
Do you have anything else on Console Wars?
Yep. No. Witcher. I played it.
I thought it was something random I kind of want to talk about.
Let's do it.
I've been reading a lot about, like, Hackaday on their, which is, like, a lot of, like, Raspberry Pi shit and, like, robotics and electronics. I read about this guy. It's kind of not video game related, but basically... What he did is he took kind of like an Oculus Rift thing, and he's wearing it while skiing. And what he's feeding into the Oculus Rift is a video of a guy who's, let's say, 20 feet behind him, videotaping himself. Holy so he's literally skiing in third person. Physically skiing in third person. He's watching himself turn his own legs, seeing like hills in front of himself from behind himself. And it's essentially like a third-person video game in real life.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Could you imagine the out-of-body experience of, like, doing that? Like, just... Skiing, first of all, is extreme. You can fall down and hurt yourself. Like, you could probably...
I fall immediately.
Imagine a tripod.
I'm sick thinking about it.
Yeah. I try to think about, like, all the, like, things you could do. And we had done that hockey tournament, ball hockey, like, the week before I read this thing. Or the week after I read this thing. And I thought about sitting on a tripod. You're filming yourself with a hockey stick. And you just see yourself with a headset on. And you can, like, stick handle. Just something simple on the sidewalk. There's no danger. And, like, imagine just, like, fumbling constantly. And then getting it. Then you're like, suddenly I get this. And, like, I start spinning around. And I can, like... You almost, like, learn... It's like learning to walk again. Learning to fucking stick handle again. And it becomes natural.
What I was thinking was... If I could somehow see the top-down version of our parking lot hockey game...
Yeah. Multiple cameras and you're fucking switching.
And knowing, like... Oh my God. Knowing, like, positionally where I was... Like, on the fucking...
Yeah, you could have a screen where you see yourself, and then you've also got a map in the top right corner of the top down, or some shit.
I would still need my own visuals, though. Like, I need to see the goalie from my eyesight to see where those holes are.
Yeah, to be accurate when you're shooting, absolutely.
Yeah, you need your own eyes.
But I'm imagining, like, trying to stick handle and spin around, and, like, you know, you lose the puck behind yourself, because your body's in the way. You know, but like you eventually learn to kind of compensate. I don't know. Skiing is really cool. It's a really cool idea. But this guy obviously could ski. He went backwards.
Not only that, but the guy's camera would move.
Yeah, sometimes you're 20 feet away and 20 degrees to the right. Sometimes you're 30 feet away and 45 degrees off.
Yeah, and any third person gaming experience, you're like center screen. You know, like
he goes down and does a trial run.
And you're also higher in the air. What do you mean trial run?
He does, like, a trial run of, like, recording his third person.
No, it's happening live. There's a guy behind him filming, and what he sees is what the camera sees.
With, like, a 0.2 second lag.
So he sees himself in the middle of the...
So someone's following right behind him?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that fed through?
It's obviously got to be some kind of wireless thing. I don't know if it's they use Wi-Fi or they use satellites, like whatever's fast and it reduces the lag time. I will show you the video afterwards.
That's insane. Like, it's terrifying.
I can just
imagine. You said, I'm sick just thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I think the idea, the implications of, like, it took Oculus to a new level for me. You know, like, you could do so many things where you actually are just viewing your, you could have sex in third person. I just literally thought about
Should we talk about the VR porn experience that we just went through?
Well, that's why, yeah. Go ahead. Anyways, I'll show you the video afterwards. It's pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty impressive. Like, it worked.
Yep.
Like, if there was, like, a fleshlight or something that was involved, it would be the ultimate porn experience. There's plenty of advertising
fleshlights on these VR porn sites. There's really one porn site.
And you haven't seen Silicon Valley?
I haven't seen the last two episodes. That's what they do, probably.
Yeah, but I would need, like, a fleshlight on, like, on a hydraulic, like, just...
Hands-free?
Yeah, like completely hands-free, like, that would, that like, the movement of the fleshlight would have to be programmed to...
The rhythm of the girl.
To the video. Yeah, like, it'd have to be programmed to the video of the site. Imagine, like, you know how there's different nozzles on the fleshlight? Like, there's a mouth, or a vagina, or a butthole, or anything like that. Like, there's different, like, settings.
Screw them on?
Is that true?
No, it would be like a rotary. It would be like it would switch based on which one. Like this
left
giant,
hand, right
hand. What are we going into now?
This giant like machine that you like log onto and just like it switches out to mouth in the appropriate times.
Breaks your dick off.
Well, it would never do that. I mean, unless it malfunctions. Yeah, it's just a high powered machine that you're plugging into.
I think a hooker would be less expensive.
I feel like the meat of the experience is there. I'm just missing the,
I was thinking about porn the other day. It's just a free experience. Like, okay, getting candid here. The feeling of what you use porn for. Yeah, I'll use little kid words. What you use porn for. The feeling that you get is just like, oh, it's awesome. Everything's awesome in the whole world and everything's great. And then it's done. And why is it so popular? Because it's free. You don't need anything to do it other than yourself and your imagination.
Okay.
And that's it. It's not like, oh, is there a fucking pill that I could take or a drug that's going to get me to feel like this? Like, that's expensive. It's dangerous. It's just like... Or anything else you do to feel good. Like, okay, well, it takes a lot of work. And masturbating's free.
Okay.
So as soon as you add, like, I already have that experience. Why do I need to implement, like...
Well, hold on.
An entire, like, hardware set.
Your computer is a hardware set that you don't need. You can use a magazine. But you want video. So you introduce video...
And then just tape it on your head.
Oculus Rift will be like the video of our kids, you know? It's just like...
It's very impressive, yeah. But, I mean, like, it's not very discreet. That's first of all.
Well, I don't want my kids, it's actually more discreet shit. In the sense that no one really knows what you're doing, assuming
well, your parents somebody's going to know because you're going to be doing some crazy shit outside of that Oculus.
I'm smashing every Oculus I see. Your kids are never allowed to own that thing.
All I'm saying is... It's, yeah, like, I don't know, where's TJ? TJ's gone. He's out. But, yeah.
That was crazy. Like, I'll enjoy it in passing. Like, you're right. Resolution?
Yeah, it was bad.
It was terrible. Like, the entire nipple was one square.
I feel like it would be fun to experiment, like, once with something like that. But...
If I was single...
Yes, exactly.
If I was single and, like, I'm
living really need to go to those
alone
lengths.
Right now.
Yeah, if you had a room.
Yeah, if, like, I'm alone. Like, I've got the whole day to myself. Let's fucking sin away right now. Just sign in.
Sign in. Get your fleshlight stand.
Yeah. Get the fleshlight fucking machine. I don't know. Like, that was crazy, but yeah, resolution's bad. You can see it better on your TV, your monitor, or anything. And you know, like...
Am I the only one who, like...
It was weird, though. It was weird seeing the guy's body. Like, ugh.
Yeah, with his shirt pulled up.
Ugh. Looking down at yourself.
And it's not yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is fucking, like, there's something, there's obviously something to be said about that.
Okay,
it hits to some weird, like, you're into that shit.
Yeah, but if the whole experience was, like, 4 minutes, the last 30 seconds, I feel like I've exclusively got my eyes closed. Do you not, is that not your experience? You're just staring at the screen?
What do you mean?
Like, I close my eyes and I start to think
towards.
I start to use my imagination, yeah. Rather than just looking at the ads on my. Like, the ad. the ads around the video. Yeah.
I usually turn it off.
I usually just turn it off.
Yes. Close it out.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the 30 seconds prior. Or, sorry, afterwards. Talking about, like, the final 30 seconds.
Is that in VR?
No, when I'm masturbating. Anyway, forget it.
The final
30 seconds. Oh, I come down, you guys get quiet?
Well, we were already kind of being quiet, which is weird. So we're recording a podcast.
That's so weird, guys.
Also, do you do it, too?
Did we talk about fucking Witcher yet?
Witcher? No, just tell your Witcher stories. Oh, I was playing The Witcher again. It was cool beasts.
So last week I was like, fuck, game's 5 out of 5. I played all the way through Novigrad, which is a very slow moving part of the game. It's, you're inside of a city, and it's just basically fetch quests. Go talk to the Jarl on this side of the city, and then you just here, back, blah, 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 blah. It's like 6 hours of that. I played the whole week trying to get through Novigrad so I never had to go back. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I finally finished it all. I went to Skellige for the first time. Found Yennefer. We hooked up. We went to... I got treasure maps. And it was like, go meet Yennefer in this part of the city. This part of the world. And I was like, nope. Hopped in the boat and just treasure hunted. And I gotta go this way for 6,000 footsteps.
6,000?
It was so far. I was just like, okay, I'm good with that.
2,000, I'm like, that is so fucking far.
I hopped in the boat and it was, you find like different things along the way. Like there's those hunter's caches, whatever.
Yep. Or treasure, whatever.
Yeah, you shoot whatever, you pick up whatever. I was finding different islands to land on, going in and killing the bandits and whatever.
Are there uncharted islands?
Yeah, as far as I think.
That would be really cool, like it's not on the map.
There was something that just showed up, and I was there. It was on the map, though.
Okay. There should be some that aren't on the map. That'd be amazing.
It might be.
We'll see. Really anyway, cool. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, yeah, it was cool. Just, like, going through and you go to a bandit camp that's just an island. You kill a couple bandits, but that's all there is. They're like, oh, there's nothing more on this island. There's just, like, a kind of a slight hill that goes in the water. You go further. I got into this whole storyline that was way above my level, but it was still so good to play through, and fucking game's amazing. I love it.
So it went from a 5.5, sorry, 5 out of 5 to a 5 out of 5. At still least. Amazing. My experience today was really cool. I was kind of like, not, I was up in, because we were all here, but that fucking huge just tower.
That discovery.
We dropped into a cave.
That was, water. That was really cool.
And the cave was cool. I don't know.
What I'm excited happened there?
To jump back into that.
Did you save it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah, my voice is going down. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I don't know if we have anything to talk about, so we can probably...
We talked about Splatoon.
We already talked about it.
That's what I said.
You got anything else?
No, I don't have anything else.
You're...
No other cool things to talk about. Let me think. Oh, yeah. Nope.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Nope.
No, I was just going to talk about PGA Tour.
June.
July.
Oh.
I'm not that excited.
But I'm going to play Far Cry.
I'm glad. I hope you like it.
Actually really interested in playing that game.
Ooh.
Yeah, Broken Age. All those games I was playing, I'm kind of ready to drop them off now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm finished. How far are you into that game?
Broken Age?
Yeah.
I'm into the second part now, which is really cool. There was, there was a lot of questions that I was kind of interested in, like, around the end of what I know is the first act. And you can tell that, like, they had an idea of what the story was going to be.
Okay.
And then people finished the first act and said, like, oh, this must be this. They, like, jumped to conclusions and went on the message boards. And then before they launched Act 2, they kind of took that into consideration and kind of, turned it on its side. Like, there's a second character. You're constantly trying to figure out how these two characters, like, will finally meet. And then some big event happens, and you can think, like, oh, this much, like, maybe there's time travel involved, and these are both the same character, like, maybe that's his dad, and vice versa, and, like, how do they relate to each other? And then they kind of, like, take all the speculation and write it into the story, like, just tongue-in-cheek. Like, the characters also question if, are you me from the future? You know, like, and it's like, no, my name is John. Oh, well, my name's Shay, so... I guess we're not the same person, and like they kind of like little tongue in cheek jokes where it's kind of, I don't know, I mean, it's cute. But there was a trophy called "Don't Tell Anybody" or "Please Don't Tell Anyone," and I will honor that trophy and not tell anyone what happened.
Cool,
but you will tell us the trophy exists. What you tell?
It's pretty much I know how. I know how they interact, and I know how they relate, and the trophy is called Don't Tell Anyone.
That's cool.
So you got the trophy by figuring
out... I was constantly trying to figure out how these two characters would interact, and then I was shown how they interact, and it said, Don't Tell Anyone.
Oh, so you got to the point where
I'm on Act 2.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty cool. It's pretty cool, but it's a cute game.
Are you not going to play it anymore?
No, I'm going to finish it. It's the other games, like Ho Ho Come and like I'm just looking for like
I don't know how the hell you played more than like an hour of that game.
I played a couple hours, but like there's nothing. It's cool, man. Like you find new areas and there's just a cool like soundtrack and
yeah, the soundtrack is the best thing about
that game. You just it's passive. It's a interesting game. I'm not leveling up or anything. You get introduced into a new environment and you figure out, like, how do I unlock this environment? You just play with it. It's groovy, dude. Like, it's cool. But Unfinished Swan, I'll never go back into. Unfinished Swan, I think, is way too big. Like, once you are opened up to the entire game, like, you play the entire first act without knowing anything.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, you're reading pages, and you're like, okay, this is a cool story, like, I understand what I'm going through. And then they reveal to you, after the first chapter, I think, how many more chapters there are, and also how many, like, red balloons you missed within that chapter. So it's like, I missed that many, and there's 10 more chapters.
Is that like, when you quit?
Yes.
The next chapter, you will get, like, 22 out of 26 balloons, and you'd be like, how the fuck did I miss 15 balloons in the first chapter? It does not make sense. The first 15, the first chapter, are completely hidden. I saw none of them.
I didn't quit. But I haven't gone back to it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Okay, but that's my point, is they're not that as hidden. The first chapter, they must be tremendously hidden, or really hard because you see nothing, right, until you paint.
Yeah.
The next chapter, you can basically get every balloon. Easily.
Oh, really?
You know what it's going to be like? The last two you got to hunt down. Yeah.
What do you do? Just throw ink?
Dude, when you start this game...
You throw black ink on a white canvas.
Is there a cursor?
No. There's no reticle, I don't think.
You start this game, it's white screen. You're like, just waiting. And eventually, like, nothing's happening. So you click a button, and you shoot paint, and it hits a wall, and you're like, oh, there's a wall there. And as you shoot paint, it creates the contours in the wall, and you realize the whole thing is pure white, there's no shadows, and the only way you can get around is to paint walls, and it tells you where the walls are. And if you paint too much black, everything is just black. Huh. So you have to use the black and white to contrast to see shadows and to understand where the walls are. And that's the first half, the first chapter, is just navigating and
everything in sight. You learn to use the paint. That
sounds brilliant.
It's super cool. Wow. Yeah. And like the labyrinth, like you're walking through a labyrinth and it's just white. And I'm thinking like, how am I going to make it through this labyrinth? Like, so I only painted walls to my left. Mm. And like I would walk around, I would paint every wall to my left until like a certain point. And then if I saw paint on my right, I know like, okay, I've been there before and this is the direction I was walking in. Because I only painted walls to my left. So if
you
I saw
really
paint...
Analytical. Is that I was difficult? Just like choo, 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 all over the place. What's that? Does that work?
It's well, that difficult.
Well, no, it's a not, labyrinth. It's not. You just paint everything. As long as you don't put too much black.
Yeah, but I didn't know the size of this labyrinth. It looks massive.
I just went fucking crazy with it.
Well, I mean, teach their own. But I don't see myself going back to that. Like, I need a game that I can invest in right now, and like...
Witcher 3?
I still wasn't into it after watching it today.
By the way, the story...
You can't be after that.
But Far Cry.
I don't... Unfinished Swan, just kind of... The story kind of evolves where the guy wanted everything to be white, everything to be clean or whatever... And then you realize, like, he's like, okay, people are getting fucked up. So he's like, he made shadows. And suddenly you're in a place now where everything's white, but you can see shadows. So you can see, like, stairs and stuff. And then you're shooting, like, water and, like, making plants grow and wow. stuff. Yeah. It's really neat.
So there's colors at the end of it, more than just black and white?
I haven't shot colors yet. But you shoot first black and then water.
Yeah, and you're constantly chasing this swan. So, like, you might see footprints on a white canvas, and then you have to kind of paint
there
around.
There actually is a swan.
Well, you're a kid whose, like, mother dies, and then you, like, you get one paint. Like, the idea of this mother is that she never finished her paintings. And the kid
the
got to pick...
unfinished swan.
The kid got to pick one. The kid got to pick one, and then he picked the unfinished swan and kind of just, like, falls into it, like, just emotionally falls into it, and that's the game you play.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, I feel like if you divide it into thirds, I'm like two thirds through. But I don't want to go back.
Those games, like, I feel like I should easily 100% those. You know, it's not going to take a lot of work, and that like
it's just a little bit of replay value.
I want it to. I don't want it to request any more investment than I'm willing to give it. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing,
and that's on me.
Paint
that's my own.
It is. I think it is. Finish the game easily. Finish the game, and then
we're only on like chapter one.
Yeah, but you're one third through, let's say.
Okay.
Maybe one quarter. So finish the game in the next 3 hours, and then say, I don't care to replay that, just to get all the balloons. But if someone who's like, this game is amazing, for some reason they want more of it, they just replay it and get the balloons, and make sure they get all the story things, you know? Like, it's okay.
I can see myself deleting Unfinished Swan and keeping Hohokun, though, because like, I honestly feel like that is a great game to go back to and just to kind of pick up and play.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, just find a new environment, try and figure it all out.
I had no idea what I was doing in that game. But I love the tunes.
I'm pretty sure you just swim around until you unlock all the... Like, every land you enter, every environment you enter, there's another worm to unlock. And if you figure out everything, the worm unlocks. And then it's just a matter of, let's find the next environment. And then you unlock all the worms, and then in that hub land, you get them all back, and you can make that fucking... They pretty much blow their load in the first minute of that game when you have all the worms. And I'm just, like, trying to get back to that place. But yeah, but I'd like a game that I can take a little bit more seriously right now. And Far Cry, I think, is it.
It is. I think about Far Cry, like, I've beaten it. I wish I knew I wanted to beat it. I wasn't going to go back, you know? Like, but I should go back. There's lots of stuff there. I'm afraid to do that with Witcher, actually.
Beat the story?
And then
I'm not going to beat the story for a long time. Zach beat the story.
Yeah, he powered through.
And there's no fucking way. Like, I'm not even close.
A week after Skyrim came out, Tim was like, I'm doing it, boys! And he, like, sent a video of him riding a dragon. I was like, I guess that's how the story ends. And then I was like, I'm so far from starting the story. And I never got into it. I never did story quests. I wouldn't even know what a story quest was if it came across if I came across one.
You really didn't do the story? I didn't finish it.
No, I never even
started. Yeah, I never rode that dragon. Never did that.
Never did ride that dragon. No. I just killed dragons when I saw them, maxed my stealth, maxed my my sneak, maxed my arrows. That's it. I was like, that's what I want to be good at. I'm going to work towards that forever.
How fucked up is that we've never beat this game?
And we never will.
It's our favorite game we
ever did. Did that ruin the game? Oh, that was shitty. If riding the dragon is kind of the end, that's pretty cool.
You, like, are the dragon. You're fucking Daenerys.
You are the chosen one, right?
Yeah, you are the chosen one.
Dragonborn!
Classic.
You're Dovahkiin! Dragonborn! Good game.
Well, that wraps another beautiful, fun, and entertaining episode of the All Range World Podcast.
108.
We're on Facebook. Facebook.com/AllRangeWorldPodcast.
Or Twitter at ARM Podcast, if that's your thing.
Joseph. Or YouTube at twitch.tv/ChadSolivria.
We're also on YouTube at twitch.tv/ChadSolivria.
If you can find us on YouTube, you're doing better than we are. But we're there.
I don't think we're on YouTube.
No, we're on YouTube, trust me.
On the website, catch me twitching every now and then. I don't comment. I don't talk. I don't answer your shit. You just watch me play some games. That's what I do.
AllRangeMode.com.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what, my PlayStation ID, the fact that I put capitals in it.
Capitals?
Like, I could say wolf_the_bear, but I can't say that because it's wolf W_the.
It's not
the,
too sensitive. It can't be.
It no. is.
Are you telling me I can be wolf the bear with lowercase?
I'm doing it.
No way.
I think you can. No. Okay, so let's try it right now.
Okay.
Alright, capital wolf underscore capital the underscore capital bear.
What?
That almost made sense.
What am I?
Deer, man face deer.
Man face deer, camel cased.
Lowercase man.
Capital M F D.
Are you? You're not capitals.
Yes.
You're all lowercase.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Are you kidding me?
M F D.
Doesn't count, see?
It counts.
MFD.
TJ Burke is TJ.
All lowercase.
Burke.
He's lying hurt.
No.
What's your PSN ID?
TJ Burke 620.
Are you fucked?
Are you fucked?
I took a page from the Cal Burley, bro.
Burles 87?
I like... No, he... on Xbox, he's Cal Burley.
Oh.
Yeah, on fucking Xbox, I'm Joe Maria.
Yeah. I'm gonna change mine.
In Derby 26.
26. 85. Alright.
Interview 85.
Okay. All range mode.